USA Radio News.
He was born with just two settings, full throttle, then sleep. To us, he was close to perfect, but not totally perfect. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor.
A few of the more humorous things as George W. Bush eulogized his father, George H.W. Bush. W, though, did end on a serious note.
And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church until 6 a.m. local time Thursday. USA Gymnastics is asking bankruptcy court for protection from its creditors in the wake of a sexual abuse scandal. Team doctor Larry Nassar was convicted earlier this year of sexual misconduct, and there are more than 100 lawsuits filed already against the governing body. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Wells Fargo says a computer glitch is partly to blame for an error affecting an estimated 545 customers who lost their homes. The bank filed papers with the Securities and Exchange Commission last month revealing it incorrectly denied over 870 loan modification requests. About 60% of those homeowners went into foreclosure, including Jose Aguilar, who tells CBS This Morning where he ended up living.
At that point, my son and I had to move to the basement of a friend's house, which we stayed there for 3 months, and we had nothing. We had a couch, and my son had a bed.
The work to replace iron and lead pipes in Flint, Michigan is well ahead of schedule. Mayor Karen Weaver announced that 18,000 pipes have been replaced, while another 12,000 will be removed and replaced by next July.
That's what's so great about this is we achieved this in record time. And so because we have surpassed the 18,000 mark, people say, well, what's going on next? What are you doing? I said, we're going to keep going.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Recapping one of our top stories today, former President George W. Bush paid tribute to his dad, the late President George H.W. Bush, during the state funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. The younger Bush said his father lived every day to the fullest.
He was born with just two settings, full throttle, then sleep. As he aged, he taught us how to grow with dignity, humor, and kindness. And when the good Lord finally called, how to meet him with courage and with the joy of the promise of what lies ahead. Dad could relate to people from all walks of life. He was an empathetic man. He valued character over pedigree. And he was no cynic. He looked for the good in each person, and he usually found it. Dad taught us that public service is noble and necessary, that one can serve with integrity and hold true to the important values like faith and family. He strongly believed that it was important to give back to the community and country in which one lived. He recognized that serving others enriched the giver's soul. To us, his was the brightest of 1,000 points of light.
In typical George W. Bush fashion, as he entered the Washington National Cathedral, he made his way over to Michelle Obama and slipped her a little piece of candy. Now, this goes back to the exchange that happened back during the late Senator John McCain's funeral. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.